little conversation last week here on the Joe and Alex Show about producer Porkchop. And boy, oh boy, this guy, he's amazing, Alex. He's new to the show. But there's one thing that he's really struggling with.
His breath.
That breath.
I guess.
That breath, though.
Yeah, nothing really works. Alex even got me some great mouthwash, which I still use, but I don't think it works.
Now, what's this mouthwash? Because some people are asking, what does it do, Alex?
TheraBreath. I just think it's the best mouthwash that exists, and I'm not getting paid to say that either. I just genuinely feel that way about it, and it is the only mouthwash I've ever tried that actually was successful in getting the smell and taste of garlic out of my mouth. Nothing else worked. Even brushing my teeth didn't work for that, but this stuff did. So I like TheraBreath. I brought it to work. I had producer Porkchop try it out. We put it on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show, and I guess that still didn't work because something embarrassing happened to you.
Oh, so embarrassing and so humiliating, and I don't really easily get embarrassed. So I was Uber driving this weekend,
okay.
And when I'm Uber driving, obviously I have radio now on because, you know, I want to, you know, spread the free advertisement there.
Sure.
So, you know, I have it on like faintly. But I was actually driving, and I heard, like, you know, one of our morning show commercials come on. It's usually like, wake up with the Joe and Alex Show, and then it's something funny we say, right?
Right.
So I get excited, and I turn it up,
I
get ready to tell my Uber passengers, like, ooh, that's me, that's me. So I heard it was like, wake up with the Joe and Alex Show. So I go to turn it all the way up, and I'm just getting ready to tell them it's me, and it's the one about my stinky breath.
Oh, no.
You don't want to brag about your booty breath.
Right? So I'm like... And then I'm like, oh, so now I've got it all the way up. And I'm just like, shut up. I just shut my mouth. And the guy, my Uber passenger, is listening and he's laughing. And I'm like, no, no. And then he says, like, oh, this poor guy's like, you know, there's things to do to fix that. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, don't open mouth, cover mouth, keep it closed. He's like, oh, what a shame. I did not say a word the rest of the trip.
Oh my gosh. And then did it, because you tried the mouthwash out at home,
and
your boyfriend said it didn't work either, right?
Didn't work.
So he's still refusing to kiss you?
Like, when we kiss, it's like this, like... Like
closed
little
mouth.
Kissy, yeah.
You guys never make out or
oh,
open
no,
mouth
I mean,
kiss.
Like, we have.
You probably have to be drunk to do it, because when you're drunk, you lower your standards.
Oh, gross.
Hey.
I don't mean you as, like, a lower standard. I'm just saying, like, if it bothered you when you were sober, you're drunk, you don't, I think your smell and senses dulled.
Speaking
right.
of you and your boyfriend, I was doing a little bit of Instagram stalking last night.
Okay.
Of course she was.
And I noticed something maybe a little suspicious.
I think I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Well... I just decided to go on your boyfriend's Instagram, and I scroll all the way to the beginning.
How long did that take, by the way, to scroll all the
way
to the beginning?
Not too long. He doesn't have too many posts, but I noticed that not one time on his entire Instagram is there a picture of you, and I started thinking, is something shady going on? Could producer Porkchop's boyfriend be cheating? Because why else would you not ever? You guys have been together for like a decade.
No,
why would you never post one photo of your significant other?
That is a very good question.
I have a good, well, not a good response, but I have one.
Okay.
I mean, so for the first 4.5 years of our relationship, no one knew we were together because I wasn't out. My family didn't know, and no one knew. So that explains that.
Okay.
The closet.
But what about the last like 100 years you've been together?
Like the last 2 years, yeah, and I've posted a couple of him. We don't also have that many pictures together.
Yeah, you post. What I've noticed is you post about him bragging about him and things like that, but he doesn't say anything about you. Does that hurt your feelings?
I wouldn't say it hurts my feelings, but like, I mean, it wouldn't bother me like if he post, like maybe this Thanksgiving break, we'll take one good picture together and hopefully he'll put that up. But if he doesn't, then maybe we should call his ass.
Like, I was going to say, because like if he does, let's say you give him this Thanksgiving and, you know, he still doesn't post a picture. Are you going to start getting suspicious? Like, how many years do you date someone without them posting one photograph of you guys together before you start to wonder if there's someone else?
Well, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me?
There's more there too. Like, we do want to have kids eventually. And like, I want to do the one where, you know, they don't know whose it is, but he wants to like know it's his, and that kind of hurts my feelings.
Oh man, there's so much juice here.
I'm a little worried about this situation we got going on here.
Do Do you think that's shady if he doesn't post one picture of Pork Chop in several years?
I mean, there is one up there.
Is he the same situation as you there, Pork Chop, where like his family and friends, do they know he's out?
His family knew, but I didn't want him posting any pictures of me while I wasn't out.
No, I totally get that. You guys have been together like almost as long as my wife and I have been dating, so that's kind of interesting. Liv the Web Girl, what do you think about this situation?
Well, my boyfriend didn't post a picture of me with him until like literally 2 weeks ago, and we've only been dating for 4 months, and I was like mad. Like, I was triggered, so I would be mad if I were you. But to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, but come on, Liv, you're talking about 6.5 years, not 4 months. I mean, I get your thing being mad, but isn't that a bad sign? 6.5 years?
The Egyptian hasn't posted a photo of us together since July, and I am freaking fuming about it behind the scenes.
Like I said, fuming.
Why are you so mad about it? Do you think he's cheating on you or embarrassed
of
you?
No, I know he's not cheating, and I don't think he would ever do that actually with anyone, but I think he'd just break up with me if he wanted to be with somebody else. But I just think it's ridiculous. We've had so many good pictures that we've taken, including some from like professional photographers, and his excuse is, well, you posted that photo, so I can't.
I mean, you do put up a lot of photos of each other.
Barely any followers compared to mine. I don't think they're going to notice and or care that I already posted it. Now, if he had the equal amount of followers to me or more than me, then I would get it. Like, you have so many, like, they've probably all seen it. But, like, they probably have not noticed.
So is there a thing for your boyfriend, the Egyptian Alex? Is there, like, a stipulation, kind of like you just brought up with Porkchop, that he better post something over the Thanksgiving break or there's going to be hell to pay?
I would say by the New Year, if he still is not out of, you know, we've got three holidays coming up. We've got Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And if my boyfriend, the Egyptian, has not posted a photo of us together, bows are going to be thrown.
No. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Who's this?
Oh, this is Kathy.
Hey, what's up, Kathy? What do you want to say about this?
Still, been married. I've called your show so many times. Been married 20 years, and however long Facebook has been out, I'm not Instagram, I'm not Twitter, but my husband and I do not post any of our family pictures online. We don't want the feedback. We don't want, you know, it's nobody's business whether we've been married 3 days or 20 years.
Is your husband so hot that you're worried other, like, women will try to creep on that?
You know what? People tell me all the time how good-looking my husband is.
Ooh,
for 52.
See?
But I take horrible pictures. I think I'm a pretty lady, but I'm just one that's not photogenic.
Mm.
So I don't want it out there. I don't want any comments. I don't want anything. It's
maybe that's what it is. Maybe producer Porkchop's boyfriend is keeping him under a lock and key because he's too hot.
Oh, yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Sorry, I can't let the world see what I see every day.
All right, over this break, if we don't take a good picture together and post it, we'll have to split.
Oh,
what?
I would love to see this happen. Ooh, I'm going to be following the workshop on
Instagram.
You're
not going to split up after this long together. You'll probably just have to have a conversation.
Nope, that's the wager. Good picture, got to go up.
Oh, wow. Alex, do you want to throw any wager out there?
No.
Come on. The Egyptian might be listening.
I'm too scared. It took me forever to get a guy to even spend 5 minutes with me, and I finally got this guy for over 7 months. I can't jack this up.
All right. You can see all of our weird look and stuff and follow all of our Instagram profiles if you want. Do it right now, at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up in the garbage, this rapper surprised another rapper with a special delivery, and Cardi B had a surprising thing to say about her body after giving birth. Plus, Adam Levine addressed those Super Bowl halftime rumors.